Welcome to Ecker College News. I'm Nanette Weiser, and I am sharing with you the story successes and research at Eckerd College. We thank Robin Hopwell, the Assistant Vice President for Communications, and Thomas Vacco, who wrote this story about someone that we had in studio with Rui Farias, Professor Emeritus of Visual Arts, Arthur Skinner, 72. He was surprised at a reception with 100 guests, including his family, close friends, and members of the Eckerd College Board of Trustees this month. Eckerd President James Annarelli and Board Chair Ian Johnson, 89, announced the establishment of the Arthur Skinner 72 Endowment for Creative Arts in the naming of the main gallery of the Helmar and Enoli Nielsen Center for Visual Arts in his honor at, yes, folks, the Arthur N. Skinner 72 Gallery. Said Annarelli in the article, "The new Skinner Endowment for Creative Arts has raised more than $315,000 from 57 gifts and created a lasting legacy in recognition of Arthur's extraordinary career and enduring influence on generations of students. The dedication inside the renamed gallery was made even more meaningful," Annarelli added, "by the presence of Arthur and his wife." Did you know, folks, that Arthur spent 50 years, not including his time as a student, serving Eckerd College as a teacher, administrator, and artist? And when he announced his retirement in May of 2025, Eckerd alumni and friends who had learned from or worked with Arthur asked how they could honor his legacy at the college. It was really quite heartfelt. So that is how the Arthur Skinner 72 Endowment for Creative Arts was born. And this endowment will provide annual financial support to the Creative Arts Collegium and create a legacy in honor of Arthur's long Eckerd College tenure and impact on the countless students. Skinner thanked everyone. He was speechless. He thought he was just going to the gallery to simply take down an art exhibition. And, you know, really, it's just an amazing legacy. So many famous artists have come through the Eckerd College and Skinner's classes, printmaking studios, and so many things. And as for the laptop that Arthur had with him at the event, he does not and has never had a cell phone. He uses email like a phone. And, Joe once teased him about clutching his laptop like an emotional support animal. And Arthur said he was so stunned by the whole thing, he didn't realize he had it. And everyone who knows him will likely agree that Arthur Skinner is a very special person. As the current campus curator, Skinner will mount his next Nielsen Center show in the gallery bearing his name. Born and raised in Decatur, Georgia, Skinner holds a BA in visual arts from the Florida Presbyterian College, which is now known as Eckerd College, and a master's of visual arts in printmaking from Georgia State University. He has taught courses in printmaking, drawing, and photography at Eckerd since 1976. In the past 5 decades, Skinner has participated in exhibitions across the country, including several at the Morian Art Center in St. Petersburg, including the one that was a joint exhibition with, yes, his son Joe, who is also an artist. His work can be found in permanent collections of prestigious museums such as the Brooklyn Museum, the Knoxville Museum of Art, and Eckerd College. The Skinner family is an Eckerd family. His wife, Katrina Von Tassel, graduated from Eckerd in 1980. Their eldest son, William Skinner, 12, with Becca Cassidy, 13, while youngest son, Joe Skinner, graduated from Eckerd College in 2014 and is a new instructor of visual arts at the college. The Skinners have lived decades in St. Petersburg, Driftwood neighborhood, a small hidden away place known for artists with moss-covered oaks and surrounded by bungalows in the 30s and 40s. Throughout the year, he's been a rock, not just for his family, but for his students. Teaching at the college has been his life and legacy. It seems that everyone has spent some time in the Nielsen Center and had an Arthur Skinner story. And those stories were shared in this article, so well written by Tom. One student said Skinner never sleeps because he answers his emails at 1 a.m. And, you know, absolutely, he doesn't see himself worthy of recognition, said another student. But the endowment renaming the gallery is a lasting monument to all the efforts that Arthur Skinner has put in. He's agreed to stay on as the gallery director for a couple years and to be an emeritus professor of visual arts. And he's the embodiment of what the Eckerd College is trying to do. After the event, Skinner spoke to Tom about what had taken place. And he said, "I knew the trustees were gathering for a reception And he had no idea that 50 works on display, 17 were made by founding visual arts faculty. So truly, it has been a privilege to read this article and to have Professor Skinner at Radio St. Pete with Rui Farias. It's also an honor to share this story in this episode of Eckerd College News.